Radio Theater is on the air.
Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Oh, oh, oh.
It's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, riders in the sky. To Slim, the man of many hats, Sweaty Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Oh, oh, oh.
Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with riders in the sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now, with the 2,148th performance of their career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Another great crowd at the Old Emory Theater tonight. I'd like to introduce us real briefly because we have some great guests on tonight and want to make sure there's enough time for them in our little half-hour radio program. So I'll just tell you that Too Slim, Ranger Doug, and Woody Paul are riders in the sky with our orchestra under the direction of Joey the Cow Polka King. We're going to tell you a tale about a West Texas cowboy.
One, two.
Wrote this, didn't he, Ranger Doug?
Legend has it.
There's a place way out west called Texas. There's a cow called Texas Longhorn. Some kind of man called a cowboy, and Texas is where he was born. He wears a pair of old ragged blue jeans, a crumpled hat, and a faded old shirt, and a half worn out pair of old cowboy boots polished up with that good Texas dirt. And he loves to rope and ride on his pony far and wide, back on those old West Texas plains. And the prairie flowers blossom forever round the steps of his home on the range. And he strolls with a brown-eyed darling down the trail of the dreams that they hold. And if he ever has to say farewell to Texas, he'll be saying goodbye to his soul. Stretch of land near the old Rio Grande, where the wind rushes on with a sigh, and the tumbleweeds roam in a land all their own, neath a clear blue western sky. And in this mystical land called Texas, the cowboy will ever be free, for his soul will be found in that sweet Texas ground, and his heart on the rolling prairie. Oh, he loves to rope and ride on his pony far and wide, back on those old West Texas plains. And the prairie flowers blossom forever round the steps of his home on the range. And he strolls with his brown-eyed darling down the trail of the dreams that they hold. And if he ever has to say farewell to Texas, he'll be saying goodbye to his soul. Yes, and if he ever has to say farewell to Texas, he'll be saying goodbye to his soul.
Yeah.
This portion of Riders Radio Theater is brought to you by the First Rational Bank of Tumbleweed Valley, where we think we know what we're doing. Ask about the new fare account, and now here again are Riders in the Sky.
Well, thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over Border Radio. I guess this is our, one of my favorite times on Riders Radio Theater, guest time.
Yes.
Slim, it's always an interesting ride when you book the talent, as you do every week. Who did you book for us?
Ranger Doug, we have a group this week with a truly unique and exciting sound. I'm a personal longtime fan of these folks. We got to take a minute to get the microphones arranged here and back up the semis and what they bring a lot of equipment with them. I knew them when there were only four of them, by golly. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from San Francisco, the wonderful Bobs.
Yeah, thank you.
Bobs are here.
Thank you too, Slim.
You're welcome. Well, let's go down and tell the folks who you are. What's your names?
Well, I'm Janie Bob.
And I'm Gunner Bob.
I'm Joe Bob.
And I'm Richard Bob.
And I'm Matthew Bob.
All the Bobs here. Well, what are you going to sing for us tonight, folks?
We're going to sing a little tune called Cowboy Lips.
Wow, that's appropriate.
Ready? I am a lonesome hombre. I spend my time driving my truck around town on Saturdays. I moved here from the city. I thought that maybe all of my luck would change here in Boomtown. But it seems my face is wrong. I don't fit in, 'cause I don't have cowboy lips. Buddies, my snakeskin boots and my belt buckles shine, but they don't talk to me. Even when I know their song, I'm in the wrong key, 'cause I don't have cowboy lips. When I'm out honky-tonkin', I smoke my Marlboros with the filters off. It makes me cough. Well, I can stomach Lone Star beer, but not shots of rye. Rye can only get by cowboy lips, cowboy lips.
Cowboy lips are a
Thank you.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. They have certainly come to the right place for cowboy licks, but we got them.
I swear, Ranger Doug, that's some of the weirdest music we've ever had. They are so wonderful. When the Bobs come to your town, neighbors, go out and see their show because it is really amazing. And I am really glad we could finally get you guys on the show. Your schedule is really hectic. It was hard to schedule this thing.
Yeah. It's been our busiest year yet. Wow. The phone's just ringing off the hook.
Wow. Well, we're pleased you could make it to our little radio show.
Well, Ranger Doug, we all wanted to do it, but frankly, several people advised us to stay away.
Really?
Really? Some know-nothing fans who don't understand show business?
No. Actually, our manager and our agent.
Well, really? I wonder why.
Well, the phrase one-way ticket to oblivion came up.
Yeah. The one I remember is the kiss of death to a promising career.
Well, that's a little strong, isn't it? I mean, one little appearance on a cowboy radio show couldn't hurt that much. Look at us.
Right.
Well, thanks anyway for taking the chance and riding along with us, Bobs. Continued great success to you. Ladies and gentlemen, another warm welcome for the Bobs. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Riders Radio Theater is a mammoth radio pictures production in association with WVXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddle Pals. We'll be right back. Here's a little of Woody Paul's Sweet Senorita. Sweet Senorita Teresa, I should have said.
Thank you, Teresa.
Welcome back, Buckaroos and Buckarettes. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 9 of the exciting Western melodrama, Phantom of the Valley. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, after being falsely convicted of yahooing the town and horse stealing, Ranger Doug sought advice from Yodel, the perfect master ranger. Yodel's cryptic comments led Ranger Doug to crack his head on a huge stalagmite and fall into an underground lake. He was saved by his faithful horse, Amazing Turbo, but the fall caused amnesia, and when he discovered that the cavern he'd fallen into was the long-lost secret lair of Don Ricardo Proboscis, the legendary Phantom of the Valley, he then assumed that he was Don Proboscis. He then began to speak with a Spanish accent and suffered from a severe post-nasal drip, just as Don Ricardo had over 300 years before him. Meanwhile, concerned about Ranger Doug's disappearance, Too Slim called High Sheriff Drywall.
Hot dog and unsolved mystery. This will make this valley famous. I'm going to call Robert Stack right now.
The underlying cause of all these events is yet another big and evil plan by A. Swinburne Slocum.
Someone's got to do it. Sure ain't going to be Drywall.
Oh. And in our last episode, as part of this big and evil plan, Slocum's henchman, Charlie, dressed up as a huge fake fox and stampeded 10,000 chickens toward a high cliff. The object was to ruin Red Pullet, the owner of the chickens, and force him to sell out to Slocum. His plan went well until at the last minute, a masked rider on a big black stallion swooped down, turned the chickens, and sent them stampeding back towards the fake fox. Then, taking out a bullwhip, he cracked it around Charlie's legs and knocked him to the dirt. The chickens, sensing his helplessness, bore down on their hated enemy with a fury seldom seen in these normally peaceful critters.
Oh, no!
What happens next? It's time to find out as we now present episode 9, entitled, As the Chicken Turns. As the dust settles, it reveals a gruesome sight. Feathers, blood, and tufts of fake fox fur are everywhere. One huge lump of them is emitting soft moans and crawling off at an agonizingly slow pace. Oh. It's already been a long night, and for the crawling creature, it will be even longer. Oh. But eventually, the night does end. Dawn breaks, and the day begins. On the famed old Triple X Ranch, the riders begin this day on their front porch, watching a cloud of dust grow closer.
Wow, that's Sheriff Drywall in the lead.
What's that behind him making all that dust? A posse?
Oh, why, it's 3 18-wheelers and a mobile home.
That's a funny way for a posse to travel.
Hey, there's something written on the side of the trucks. It says NBC. NBC Television, he did it!
He did indeed, but while the riders await the arrival of Sheriff Drywall and Network TV, another event of note is taking place on Red Pullet's Chicken Ranch, where a certain familiar villain is just riding up.
Whoa, Sidewinder, whoa. Yeah, morning, Red.
Morning, Slocum. What brings you out this way?
Well, I was just in the neighborhood, and I heard about your trouble last night. Gee, I was real sorry to hear about it, Red.
That's the dangest thing I ever seen, Slocum.
Yeah, you lost your whole chicken herd. Too bad.
No, I didn't lose it, no.
Huh?
I didn't lose a single chicken.
You didn't?
No.
I don't understand. I'm not really surprised, I guess, but I don't understand. There was a stampede, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, there's a stampede, all right.
Well, what caused it?
Biggest dang fox I ever seen in my whole life. Huh? Partner, being in the chicken business, I've seen some pretty fair-sized foxes, too. Oh,
I bet you have, Pullet.
The fox jumped them here in the corral and chased them out across the flats there right to the edge of Suicide Bluffs.
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, what happened then?
Well, at the last minute, a masked rider with a big black cape comes swooping down out of nowhere and turns the lead chicken.
Huh?
And, of course, the rest of them followed in, and a masked man sneezed and blowed his nose and disappeared.
Huh?
He dropped this, though.
Oh, what's that?
It's a monogrammed handkerchief.
Huh?
Got the initials DRP on it.
DRP. Huh. I wonder who that is.
Well, one of the hands works for me here. It says it's Don Ricardo Proboscis.
Huh?
Phantom of the Valley back in the Spanish land grant days, and he's come back to avenge himself and save us.
Sure. Save us from what?
I don't know. Chicken stampedes, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Say, speaking of chicken stampedes, what happened to the fox?
Partner, I tell you what, it wasn't a pretty sight to see.
Yeah.
Them chickens pecked and trampled him to a bloody pulp.
Yeah.
From looks of it, he couldn't have had a bit of hide left on him. There's fox fur everywhere.
Yeah, well, that's just what the doofus deserved.
Yeah, he got just what he deserved, but he done me in nonetheless.
Huh? What do you mean, Pullet? I thought you said you didn't lose a single chicken.
Well, I didn't, but after a scare like that, they won't be laying no eggs for months.
Really? Gee, yeah. That's too bad.
It couldn't have come at a worse time for me either, Slocum.
Huh?
I tell you, I got a big note due at the bank, and with no eggs to sell, well, I guess I'm going to lose everything.
Oh.
Chickens are my land, too.
Oh, that's tough. Say, maybe I can help you out of this jam.
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, I don't need the chickens, but I could use some land for a little ecological experiment I'm working on. I couldn't pay you much, but you could probably save your chickens.
Well, I guess if I could get out from under that note and keep my chickens, I could trail drive them down to Del Rio and maybe get a fresh start.
Yeah, Del Rio?
Yeah, that's the direction that the chicken business is headed in. There's a radio announcer down there selling millions of baby chicks over there ways.
Well, there you go. That sounds like the ticket. Listen, I'll meet you at the bank this afternoon. That's the First Rational Bank at 2 o'clock, and we'll close the deal, okay?
Well, I hate to lose this place.
It's yeah.
Been a chicken ranch on this property for over 300 years.
Yeah.
But, okay, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Great. I'll see you there. Come on, Sidewinder.
And so, on the afternoon of the morning after the big chicken stampede, Red Pullet signed over his land and began the long trail drive to Del Rio. And Tumbleweed Valley moved one step closer to ruin. That night, millions of Americans gathered around their televisions and learned for the first time of the disappearance of the idol of American youth. This program is about unsolved mysteries. Whenever possible, the actual persons and places are used. What you are about to see is not a news broadcast.
Good evening. Behind me is the ranch house of the famed Triple X Ranch in Tumbleweed Valley. It's the home of Riders in the Sky. One of them, a renowned ranger, suddenly and without warning, allegedly went off the deep end and allegedly committed a number of bizarre criminal acts. Then, only a few short weeks later, he mysteriously disappeared. Is he a victim of foul play, or is he on the lam? Join me now for this story you may be able to help solve a mystery.
I was on duty. I'm always on duty, the night it happened.
This is High Sheriff Drywall, the chief law enforcement official for Tumbleweed County.
Well, the calls started pouring in here about 10 o'clock. I just couldn't believe what they're saying. Well, of course, a lot of them were asking me to sing my new song for them. It's called Mama Don't Allow No Unsolved Mysteries Around Here. I'll do a couple of verses for you right here. Mama don't allow no unsolved mysteries around here.
That's enough, Sheriff. That's enough, Sheriff. The calls to the High Sheriff reported that a yodeling man on horseback was yahooing the town, shooting out windows, trampling gardens, and stealing purses. He also girdled the old Mission Oak and stole the school teacher's horse.
I discovered Tammy Faye, my bay mare, missing on the morning after the disturbance, and I reported it to the sheriff. When he called later to say that he had found it in Ranger Doug's barn, I must say I was shocked. I said then, and I still do, that somebody is trying to frame Ranger Doug.
Framed? Well, that's not what former mayoral candidate and prominent Tumbleweed Valley businessman A. Swinburne Slocum thinks.
Well, let me make this perfectly clear. I've always held Ranger Doug in high regard. Honest, I did. This has just broken my heart. I mean, the evidence is overwhelming, and he must be caught and justice served. That's what I mean.
Thanks to the testimony of over 300 witnesses, Ranger Doug was convicted. But while out on bond pending an appeal, he disappeared. Was he framed, or did he go bad? Only when he is apprehended will we know the answer. If you have information in this case, contact the sheriff's office in Tumbleweed City. That number is 1-900-BR-549. You may be able to help solve a mystery. That's it for tonight. Next week, the case of a San Francisco a cappella group whose career literally disappeared off the face of the earth.
I'm Gunner Bob, and I honestly don't know what happened. Our last job was this sort of weird radio show.
I'm Richard Bob. The last thing I remember is we did this show full of animal noises and yodeling and...
I'm Joe Bob. I remember exactly what happened. We did this weird cowboy radio deal, went to the airport, and flew home. Next thing, our agent calls, tells us that all our bookings are canceled, and no more ever came in. I just don't get it.
The Bobs. What happened? We'll have more clues next week. Good night.
It's been another long day in Tumbleweed Valley, but now it's done. The television crew has packed up their 18-wheelers and departed. The whole nation now knows of the missing ranger. As the midnight hour approaches, most of the good citizens are snuggled in their beds, sound asleep. Two notable exceptions are a former fake fox who is engaged in a life-and-death struggle against a flock of ravenous buzzards.
Oh! Ow! Get away! Oh!
And the other is deep beneath the valley surface in a candlelit cavern. There, in his cape and mask, he plays a great accordion and works on his unfinished masterpiece, Don Ricardo Triumphant. What does all this mean? Where will all this lead and how? The answers to these questions are coming your way in episode 10 of Phantom of the Valley, entitled Attack of the Love-Starved Prunehawks. It's high-flying, heart-wrenching, emotion-blistering melodrama you won't want to miss. And it's coming next week to this, Theater of the Mind. And now here again are Riders in the Sky and the never-to-be-forgotten Bob.
All right. Absolutely. Well, we know y'all can sing about cowboy lips and we and so many other great songs, but the question America wants to know is, can they polka?
Yeah, sure,
you betcha. We have Joey, the cow polka king, and he will join in, and Janie Bob is going to lead us in a fine polka.
Yeah, sure. I am Heidi Bob for this song.
The Heidi Bob.
Yeah, sure.
Well, kick it off there, Heidi Bob.
1, 2, 1.
I got a funky rhythm in my soul. I'm much too happy for rock and roll. I don't like funk, I can't stand punk. My toes go limp with all that trendy junk. I got a funky rhythm in my soul. I got a funky rhythm in my feet. I wanna put my hand claps on the downbeat. Drum machines and synthesizers, I can't take it no more. Please, please make it simple like 2-4. I got a funky rhythm in my feet. boys and play, and then we'll get the night away. Gator hose and dream real tight, two steps till the morning.
I got a funky rhythm in my soul.
Yeah. Heidi and all the dogs, stay out here and help us sing our wonderful closing song.
So long, saddle pals. Good to see
Let's
you.
Turn it over to Texas Dick Spender
saying so long, Saddle Pals. We'll see you next week on Riders Radio Theater. For more information on Riders in the Sky, Tushnisberg and Peel, or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, write to Riders in the Sky, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee, 37189.
On down the trail.